Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who would like to call in who are in the L.A. area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the residents right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, where, yes, we are finally getting the rain we were asking for, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. Also, as always, Producer Kina will be firing up the chat room, and you can say hi to her, and I will be logging into the chat room after the show. So if you have any questions that you'd like to get through to me during the show, please feel free to type them in, and Producer Kina will make sure they get to me. So we are now officially in spring, and the really interesting part is that, especially in California, for those of you who are in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, there's a reason why it costs as much as it costs to live in California. Basically, there is a sense of not really paying much attention to what the calendar states the season should be. We have what we call four seasons in a day. Morning is spring, afternoon is summer, evening is fall, and nighttime is winter. And depending on what's going on, we may end up with, you know, just a little bit of rain. We may end up with a huge amount of rain. And in fact, we recently had some tornadoes touch down up in Roseville, which is more in Northern California, which normally tornadoes in California don't usually go together. So a lot of very strange things are coming up in the environment, and there are many who have many differing opinions and views, and some go with global warming, others say there's no such thing. So whatever you believe, I am happy to agree to it for you. Be in your truth. Whatever it is that you've researched, if you figured out, no, this is the way that I'm going, this is what I believe, go with it. Be with it. Honor it. Hold that. And while always being open to what other people may suggest, always be open to new information, allow yourself to be swayed into a mind frame or a mindset that really doesn't resonate with you. And that's sort of what we're going to be talking about today, is whether you're right or you're wrong, believe what is right for you. Believe what you feel resonates for you. And it doesn't matter who agrees with it and who doesn't. Now, you always want to keep that open mind. You always want to investigate. Don't just go with what people are saying or what they, insert air quotes, say. Do the research, check it out for yourself, find out what both sides are saying, and then the side that resonates most with you, stick with it, go with it, and honor that. It's really amazing how many times people are just willing to set aside what they feel, what their gut is telling them, in order to go along with what somebody else is saying. This is very prevalent when we're dealing with teachers, when we're dealing with authority figures, when we're dealing, and also when we're dealing with people who have very, very, very strong opinions. And sometimes they will just hammer at you until you agree with what they're saying. And if you don't know anybody who's like that, then there's a possibility that that's you. which that's not a bad thing. It's just what is. People feel very passionate about different subjects. There are a few subjects that are out there that there are very few people who go, take it or leave it, don't really care. Often there are many topics that are very polarizing. You have people who are at the extreme on one side, extreme on the other side. The interesting part is that if you actually look past some of the details, when you get down to the fundamentals, when you get down to the heart of what something is, really everybody agrees on that. It's not as much the topic, but it comes down to what is the application of it. And when we look at, you know, some of the really hotbed topics, the health care, covered health care, where basically it's state-run, state-regulated, just health care for everybody. Now, fundamentally, when you get down to it, if you ask people, do you believe that it's a good idea for people to be able to be healthy? People would say yes. I mean, just if you don't take it any farther than that. And if you say, well, wouldn't it be great if the ability to be healthy were not dependent on how much money you had? If the poor could have access to health care as much as the rich? Most people would probably agree to that, just as that is. The tricky part is the application, how that happens. That's where the debates come in. That's where the issues come in. And there are almost no significant political discussions that don't have multiple perspectives. So the idea of embracing what it is that you feel and what it is that you feel is right for you, and being able to hold on to that, being able to say, you know what, I get your opinion, I understand it, and I respect your right to have it, and that is not my opinion. My opinion is this. And I will expect, not ask for, I will expect that my opinion will be given as much respect by you as your opinion is given by me. And the reason I say not to ask for, because you shouldn't have to ask for something that belongs to you, that is yours by right. Whether I agree with your viewpoint or not, it doesn't mean that it's not the right viewpoint for you. It's just not, may not be the right viewpoint for me. And often people, especially people who tend to be very empathic, they have a tendency to want peace at any cost. And certain folks have been through certain things in their lives where it was not safe when conflict is created. It's not safe when there's a lot of agitation. You know, maybe they grew up in a home where there was a lot of yelling. So a heated debate really creates a very bad feeling inside of them. So they go with the peaceful outcome. It's like, oh, well, I guess maybe you're right. It's not necessary to do that and surrender what it is that is your truth. And even if you do say, it's like, well, you know what, yeah, you know, I see your point, and then get out of the conversation as quickly as possible. My friends, each and every one of us have the right to feel however we want about whatever we want. When I was teaching in a little Montessori school back in Slidell, Louisiana, I had a situation where one of the children in the class, a little girl, her father wanted to pull her out on Martin Luther King Day. And he was very adamant about the fact that when it came to Martin Luther King, he was not a fan. And he had his mind and his thought and his perspectives on who Martin Luther King was. And he felt that it was against what he believed in order for his daughter to celebrate this man. And being in my class, he came up and told me that. And as many of you, you know, those who have seen my picture or have seen me, part of my lineage is African American. Got a lot of stuff mixed in there. But, you know, for if you looked at me, you would probably realize that I was black. Presented that, it was with a level of, go ahead, challenge me, because that's what he was expecting. He was expecting me to come at him on this, especially realizing what my lineage is. And I looked at him, and I said, well, I'm sorry that you will not be participating, and I want you to know that I have absolute respect for your right to do what you feel is right for your daughter. And while I may disagree with you, I will always defend your right to feel the way that you do. And I appreciate your honesty, because I understand that saying that really could open you up to a lot of criticism. And the fact that you feel strongly enough to bring this to me and state it to me to my face, I really appreciate that very much. Well, he was shocked. He was surprised. He didn't get what he thought he was going to receive, which was for me to respond with the same type of energy, like, well, how could you do that? And da-da-da-da, don't you want her? And you're a racist. And I didn't give him any of that. I gave him what I honestly felt, which was respect for his point of view and appreciation that he actually said it to my face and that he brought that to me. Well, one thing led to another, and ultimately he decided it was okay for his daughter to be there. At no time did I suggest it. In fact, I said flat out, you can either keep her home that day, or if you wish, we're going to be doing the main part of the ceremony, acknowledging him outside. So if you are willing to have her come to school, she could stay inside. I said, but it's entirely your choice. If you want to keep her home that day, that's fine. And I can send her work out, you know, I can send her work with her. And you can, you know, she can have her work and she'll bring it in. So he was able to soften his perspective. He was able to meet me halfway because I did not challenge his right to feel the way he felt. It is very empowering to receive validation, not as much for what it is that we believe that other people agree with us. I mean, that's always fun. It's always very encouraging when other people say, hey, I agree with you. I feel the same way you do. It can also be validating and very empowering when somebody says, you know what? I disagree with what you say, but I respect your right to believe that. I respect your right to feel that way. And by opening up this dialogue, it can be very healthy for both of us, because then maybe we can both learn something. Rule number one, you cannot change people. Not truly. Rule number two is there are no exceptions to rule number one. When we can find peace with the fact that we are all going to feel different ways about different things, and yes, in fact, we can all be correct. It is a part of the human condition to kind of want things our way. And because we're communal, it's always helpful when our community supports us or we find a community that supports us. So that does not mean that we have to adapt to the community to the point where we give up what is fundamentally our way of being. When we surrender that, we lose out on something very important. And sometimes it is necessary to be ourselves, whether anybody likes us being that way or not. Everybody has something about them that is unique. And appreciating each other's uniqueness, and more importantly, each of us appreciating our own. I definitely march to the beat of a different drum, and I embrace those things about myself, where at one time I didn't always. At one time, I felt that it was more important for me to fit in and to please other people and to get along and to be the peacemaker and to minimize conflict, to the point where I completely lost myself. Quite honestly, there were points when I really didn't know how I felt about a topic because I was so busy trying to make sure everybody else felt okay. Disagreement can sometimes be a tremendously positive thing. Debate can be a very positive thing. And conflict, believe it or not, can be a very positive thing. Everything has light and shadow. And sometimes people do need to clear the air. You just agree to a few rules that everybody can agree to. One, that you debate only one thing at a time. You bring in the debate, and it's not about connecting it to something else. It's like, well, you always or you never. All of that just kind of distracts. Agree what the fundamental point is. That is the subject of the debate or the discussion. It's not about taking things personally. And in the best debates, and yes, I've had some doozies in my day, and I know that, you know, most of us have been in situations where there was that person who just decided loud equals right. And I will tell you, loud does not equal right. It just equals loud. And usually the louder you get, the less people listen. I know that if I'm speaking to somebody and everything's going nice and all of a sudden I notice their voice is going up and up and up and they're putting more intensity, the energy that they're putting into the discussion becomes very significant. I immediately start to tune them out. It's like, okay, you are no longer at a place where this is a discussion. Now you're just trying to change me. You're just trying to get me to agree with you. And the louder you get, the less I'm going to do that. So I really withdraw myself from the conversation. I start looking at my watch. I'll look around and say, you know what? This is really interesting, but I've got to go now. And the discussion never reaches that place of, wow, you have an opposing view to me. I have an opposing view to you. Let's present them both, and then each of us can walk away from what it is that, you know, we want to take from the conversation. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day somebody else feels really about much of anything. And, it, you know, as I said, we're communal creatures, and it always feels nice when we're a part of community. And that should never come at the price of your authentic self. And when we express that respect, when we are able to keep that level of energy in a positive place, now, not everybody is going to respond. You can be very respectful of someone, and they just da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they keep going and keep going. Well, that's when you excuse yourself from the conversation. And that's where you go, okay, yeah, I really don't want to upset you. I'm sorry if this topic, obviously you're very passionate about it, and I really don't see myself seeing that perspective when you get very excited. So maybe we can talk about this at another time, or we just agree that this is something that we're not really going to be in agreement on. no matter what person has within them, that is between them and the universe or their view of God. And I've met with people who definitely have opinions that I would never support. And I can still talk to them. And they can still talk to me. There are certain topics that we agree that we don't bring up. And that doesn't mean that they're any less a divine being having a human experience than I am. The heart of getting along, in my humble opinion, is realizing that we are all divine beings having human experiences. Some of those experiences are very tough, and things happen in people's lives. Maybe this is an individual who, because of their beliefs, they were talked down to a lot. They were cut off. And when somebody spends a lot of time being cut off for what they feel, it can sometimes make them much more assertive. They're just trying to be heard. And often when I speak to people, when I counsel with people, one of the biggest things is, okay, tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what you have got going on inside you. I am not going to judge it. I am not going to try to counteract it. And I'm not going to try to tell you you're wrong. If somebody says, I hate all of humanity, I hate my life, there's nothing good about anyone or any people, if generally if people say that, they're met with, no, life is wonderful, you should appreciate it, and there's love and all of this, you know, all of this stuff. Well, what does that do for that person to just be told that they're wrong? I didn't live their life. Maybe based on what happened to them, that's why they feel that way. It becomes much more effective to listen to, wow, really? Tell me more about what you feel. Tell me what's going on. Not explain it, not justify it, but just give somebody the space to just really express themselves. And often they do, once everybody gets it out of their system, there's a quietness that sets in, and still you don't try to fix, you don't try to change. Just bear witness to what's going on with them. Let them find their own epiphany. We each are so much greater when we're allowed to figure it out on our own. Or maybe just keep the same opinion. The opinions of others don't have a hold on me because I know what my opinion of myself. I know the things I feel strongly about, and I know that more than likely it's not going to change. I always research these topics. If new information comes up, I always look at it and say, okay, based on this new information, does that change what I feel? And if the answer is, well, they'll feel that way, then that's fine. If somebody else's opinion is in opposition to yours, I mean, even glaringly, and, you know, we've got conservatives, we've got liberals, we've got, you know, the younger generation versus the older generation. We have a bazillion different religious beliefs and philosophies. If we went on the theory that everybody was right in their own way, from their perspective, from their life experience, and it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not the topic is correct, but that each person is correct in believing what they believe, then I think we'd all be able to get along a little bit better, in my humble opinion, that if we accept that everybody's right, or that everybody's wrong, or that everybody's at least half right and half wrong, and it's not up to us to decide which half is which. When we're able to be comfortable in how we feel and what our opinions are, we don't have to challenge anyone. And when we connect from a place of respect, no matter what the view is, to accept, okay, this is your view, this is your way of being, this is your way of looking at things, and I accept that that's the way you are. And it doesn't mean you're any less of a person. Now, you know, when, of course, it's like, oh, well, what about people who support hurting people and all of that and all? It's like, you know, we want to be able to keep a general perspective on it. And I think we can all agree that, you know, for the most part, hurting people is a bad thing based on just general walking up to somebody. Now, are there times when one person may have to do harm to another person, say, in order to protect, in order to prevent them from doing something hurtful, either to others or themselves? Yes. There are always variables that are going to affect these generalized statements. And most people are willing to bring that in. So if you're willing to offer a little bit of latitude, that maybe for them, based on their experiences, that is their truth. It does not have to be yours. No more than your truth has to be theirs. But we can all agree that we each have our own truth, that we each can be authentically ourselves and understand that that's an okay thing to be. In fact, it's better than okay. It is an awesome way to be when you can be at peace with who you are and what you believe. It doesn't matter what that means or how that looks or what other people want to project about that. Every topic triggers something within us, and sometimes it triggers fear. And that fear comes out as, no, you can't believe that way because that's bad. Everything and everyone have light and shadow. And the more we can embrace that idea that, well, maybe we're all a little bit right and we're all a little bit wrong. And we can be right for our situation and our culture and our community. And the other communities can be right for them. So please, be yourself. Believe what you, based on your study and your research. The amazing thing about the internet, which has light and shadow, basically we have access to the collective knowledge of humanity. Everything that's been up until now is in it. And, you know, you got to be careful about what sources you pull from. But it gives us access to be able to research and to find out, to look at both sides. And then based on what the information that we get, what we learn, to say, you know what, about this subject, I feel this way, and that's all that I need to do. And even if nobody agrees with it but me, I'm me. And this is what feels right for me. This is what resonates for me. So resonate for yourself. Be your authentic self. Share as you choose to share in an environment where you know that you are going to be respected. A healthy debate can be a very good thing because everybody can leave learning more and knowing more. So be yourself. Because I was once told you have to be yourself because everybody else is taken. And be real to yourself and honor yourself, whether anybody else agrees or not. Thank you for joining me. I will be back next Thursday at the same time, 2 o'clock, from here in California. If you want to learn more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healinghouse.com. And you can also send me an email through healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And if you have any questions regarding this episode or any others, and all of mine are archived, so please feel free to log in and check those out, you can contact me, and I'll be happy to chat with you about it. If you would like to connect more, just get a hold of me. Otherwise, take care, be blessed, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.